hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. I'm pretty excited to have as my guest this morning this girl who's on fire on Pensacola Beach, at the Pensacola Beach. She is the president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce and joining us by phone. Good morning, Jessica Simpson. How are you?
Good morning. I am well. Thank you. I was like, oh, I love this song about Meg. I would say the same thing about you.
Oh, it's the Mutual Admiration Society.
Yay. Well, yeah. It's such a good day.
Yes, it is. And for those that don't know, I was the present CEO for a couple of years there and was so excited to hand the reins over to Jessica. And you know, when you hand the reins over to somebody and they just take off with it, it's the best feeling in the world. I just have to say, I'm so proud of you, Jessica, and you and Christina and Jack and all of our ambassadors. Everybody out there is just, the chamber is just the cool, the Pensacola Beach Chamber is doing great things under your leadership. And I'm so excited. It's great.
Well, thank you very much. Certainly comes from following in great footsteps.
Aww.
And following a really great, it wasn't an opening for me, but I would love to always be behind Malcolm Ballinger whenever I'm coming to speak, because listening this morning, I was like, I need all of this in my life every day.
Right? I know Malcolm is a hoot. He's one of, it's a lot of fun when you can talk to people that are good friends like you and Malcolm and others. So, but enough about us. I want to hear about the Pensacola Beach Chamber. I know you've got some exciting things coming up, and one of my favorite events is coming. So this is your time, Jessica. So please tell us everything that's happening on the beach.
I certainly will. I would love to invite everybody in just a short few days, not this weekend, but next weekend. We are hosting, as the Pensacola Beach Chamber, the Pensacola Beach Art and Wine Festival. It is also one of my favorite events. We moved it from November to May and put it on Mother's Day weekend, on the Saturday before Mother's Day. And that was our, it was our first time doing that last year, as you know, and it was a huge success.
It wasn't cold, which was great,
no,
number one.
My gosh.
But also it was kind of cool because it was Mother's Day weekend. People said, oh, you don't want to do it that weekend. It was actually the opposite, because people brought their moms out to the boardwalk and took them to lunch and dinner and able to shop all the artists. It was great.
That's right. We would love to offer you something to do and not take away from your Mother's Day Sunday, certainly, but Saturday, and it typically, there has been a historic or historical event that happens on the beach on Mother's Day Saturday, and that ended a few years ago, and sort of we've tried to step into that because it was so popular. So the Pensacola Beach Art and Wine Festival is now the Saturday of Mother's Day weekend. It is May 10th, coming up next week, and it is from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. with wine tastings from 1 to 4, and those are the ticketed part, but we've got more than 22 artists coming to line the boardwalk, the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk, and some great wine tasting with our partners at Beach Liquors, and then we've got some added pieces. We have a what we call a distillery den, which is sponsored by our friends at Gulf Coast Insurance. And we've got some little, maybe distilled tastings, bourbons, tequilas, those sorts of things.
Whoa, wait.
A smaller sampling.
Wait, back up, a distillery den? This sounds like fun.
That's right. A little alternative to wine tasting.
Yeah.
Just say you and your partner, if one likes one, maybe the other likes the other.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to certainly offer that to a larger audience. So yes, we've got wine tastings, and then we've got what we call the distillery den. And even beyond that, our friends at Beach Liquors have sort of really come alongside us for this to add their friends with a martini company and also a seltzer company.
So there's
a few very, a few very small samplings. It's just getting so exciting and big that I want to clearly let everybody know all the things. It is Art and Wine Festival, but it is encompassing a lot of things, including on the artist side. There are your typical artists, acrylic, canvas, paint, wood carving, resin. But then we've also now had two local nonprofits who serve clients with developmental and disabled disabilities that are bringing their client art.
Oh, so I love that.
The variety, I know, the variety on the artistic side and the variety on the wine tasting and distilled side has really made this event a great value and a great way to spend a Saturday on Pensacola Beach.
Oh, I can't wait. It's probably going to be beautiful with the way the weather's been recently. some of the artists, a lot of them are local, correct?
That is correct. We pull in a lot of our great local artists, some that have been with us year over year. One name that you know is Dan Dunn.
Oh, he's a fantastic photographer.
He's with us.
Yes, he does the most beautiful photographs of Pensacola Beach.
That is correct, and also turns them into acrylic on canvas paintings. So I'm excited to see his work. Andy Correo is a photographer that you know well. And Ray Kessler is also an artist you know well.
Ray is the chairman of the board of the Pensacola Beach Chamber, but I've been lucky to receive some of her art that's also functional. There, she makes these beautiful things for your home. In addition to, she does a lot of the shell working, and it's all handcrafted and handmade and very meticulous. It's just beautiful and very different and unusual. And that's the neat thing about seeing some of these local artists, because they're so talented.
That is correct. And when we've pulled actually some out of the Crestview area will be new this year. And so we have some slightly regional coming as well. So it should be the most difficult part about this event is figuring out where to fit everyone because it has grown. But it's such a beautiful space at the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. I wouldn't change it for the world.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. We're talking this morning with Jessica Simpson. She's the president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, talking about the Art and Wine Festival coming up on May 10th. We're going to come back in just a couple minutes here with a few more details about that and other happenings on Pensacola Beach. So stick with us. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My expert this morning is the expert on Pensacola Beach, Jessica Simpson. She's the president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber. So glad that you could call in with us this morning, Jessica. It's great to hear from you.
Thank you for having me and covering all of the great things on Pensacola Beach, because there are a lot of them.
Yeah. So we're finishing up talking a little bit about the Art and Wine Festival. In case somebody's just joined us, can you give us sort of the dates and times? And I meant to ask if there's any entertainment, too.
That is correct. Yes. So Saturday, May 10th is the Pensacola Beach Art and Wine Festival. It is actually sort of maybe the 15th year. We lost 2 years because of COVID, who didn't, but we're excited that it's back. And so Saturday, May 10th, from 11 to 4 at the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. And our entertainment for the second year in a row will be our friend Cody Copeland,
who makes
his way around the island. Mm-hmm. He does great covers, has a great sound and a great mood and vibe. So we are excited to have Cody back this year.
Okay. So it sounds like between art and wine and music and now distilleries, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Right.
What else is happening on Pensacola Beach that we can look forward to?
I would love to actually also let everybody know that this year for the Art and Wine Fest, we've partnered with our friends at the PensacolaBeach.com Metaverse app, which is an app on your phone.
Yes.
You can check that out and get a link at our Facebook page, and it will have the full list of the distillery den, art, wine tasting, artists, and then our wine tasting. So check that out with that app. It'll be very easy to access.
Shout out to our friend Derek Stumfall, who does that app for us.
Thank you very much. We love him. It's a great resource.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our partners with Art and Wine Fest, and our partners all year long every day, is Bamboo Willie's on the boardwalk. They have one of their largest events coming up this weekend. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. One of your favorites, I know, is Bamboo Willie's Crawfish Festival.
Well, but let me put it this way. Robert Glom is one of my absolute favorite people of all time. He is the manager there. I think he just celebrated, 25 years there, I think, as the manager of Bamboo Willie's.
Yep.
But me and Crawfish, not so much. But we have our chamber ambassadors, and our team from the chamber is there to help serve the crawfish. And we've done that the last several years, of course. So that's what she's referring to as my aversion to crawfish.
One of your favorite people, and crawfish is one of your least favorite things. But for those of us that adore both Robert Glom and crawfish,
yes,
the Crawfish Festival on Pensacola Beach Boardwalk is Friday, May 2nd. It will kick off around the noon hour and then go all the way till 7 p.m. on Sunday, May 4th. So you can come out. He partners with We're Yet Seafood and Navarre, who are phenomenal at what they do. And so the Pensacola Beach Crawfish Festival should be one for the record books, as always.
Yeah, if you didn't get enough this past weekend, now you're going to get another fill this coming weekend. And he always has great bands throughout the festival. They've got a great stage there, plenty of parking. It really is a lot of fun.
It is. It's a great place to be. And listen, weather permitting, he is rain or shine on that one. So come out and enjoy. He's covered, so we're covered. The crawfish is covered. If anything were to happen, plan to attend, because it's a great event either way. Obviously, we always want a Chamber of Commerce Day, but don't let that stop you, for sure.
Okay, so that's definitely rain or shine. So that sounds wonderful. So these are some of the events, and the Pensacola Beach Chamber has many responsibilities on the beach, and the events are certainly part of that responsibility. But your membership has grown pretty dramatically. You've got sponsors now throughout the year. You've got some other events coming up, too. What are some things, if people are looking on their calendar and thinking, I might want to see what this chamber is all about? Is anything coming up that they could participate in?
Absolutely. We do regular monthly events with the Chamber that we always love to have people. And so along with the Crawfish Festival this week, Art and Wine Festival next week, the following week on Tuesday, May 13th, we have our regular scheduled business after hours. And so with our nearly 300 members, we get them together for business after hours, the second Tuesday of every month. That one is sponsored by Gulf Coast Insurance and will be held at Senior Frogs on the boardwalk.
Oh, fun.
Who are great partners of ours. They helped us with our St. Patty's Day pub crawl, and we had those green fireworks afterwards. Senior Frogs is a great place to go with a great view right there on Quietwater Beach. So business after hours, Tuesday the 13th. And then we'll host our beach ball breakfast, which is May 23rd. That's a Friday. And something new for Beach Ball Breakfast, only for the month of May, is that it will be held actually at Senior Frog.
Oh, no kidding. Breakfast burritos?
Yep. That's right. Our church friends are celebrating Monsignor Hunt, so he's got a pretty big celebration coming up. So we're going to let them have the church for this month, and then we will host with our friends at Surf Pro Beach Ball Breakfast on the 23rd at Senior Frog.
That sounds great.
And we will have a real-life Hurricane Hunter with us in the building, the guy that flies the plane through the eye of the storm and gives us all that information.
Really? Yes. Oh, that is very cool.
It's so incredible when you get out, and with any chamber, there are great chambers around here, but with ours, the connections that you can make. Alex Boykin is a Hurricane Hunter pilot, but he also runs an organization called Gulf Coast Wine, which is going to have a big piece of our Art and Wine Fest, but you know,
you
on the side, right? Our Alex is a hurricane hunter, and we're excited to host him for the May Beach Ball Breakfast. So that's the month of May. Our month of May is packed, and we're looking forward to all of it.
Okay, and then we have another thing we might want to mention now too. Coming up is the big air show in the Blue Angels Air Show Market. Do you want to talk about that in case anybody's interested?
Yes, I would love to. Two things on the Blue Angels Air Show. We host the vendor market. We call it the Blues Beachside Bazaar. All of those spots are filled. We've got some great partners like the Blue Wahoos, Australian Gold this year.
Oh, good.
Jeremiah's Italian Ice is coming back, and that is on July 11th and 12th during the air show. You can go over there and see our market when you're waiting for the civilian and the Blue Angels to fly. And our friends at Hampton Inn have actually donated a 3-night stay for the Blues weekend to us as a fundraiser. So you can find information on that and buy donation tickets for it and to be able to win a stay out there for the air show.
Oh, and I can do that now. I can get a ticket. I'm excited.
That's right.
Yay. Do I go to the website to do that?
That's correct. PensacolaBeachChamber.com is where you'll find all of that information.
Okay. So we're going to come back. We're talking with Jessica Simpson with the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Jessica Simpson, President and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. So recap one more time for us, Jessica, the info about art and wine, in case somebody just joined us this morning.
Sure thing. Art and Wine Festival on Pensacola Beach will be held at the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk Saturday, May 10th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Wine tastings will open from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And I would be remiss if I did not thank a list of sponsors and chamber members that helped make that event possible, starting with our partners at Beach Liquors. And additionally, our new chamber member and title sponsor of the event is Inspecting America. Our partners at Santa Rosa Island Authority are always generous. Chamber members, Gulf Breeze Natural Gas as our entertainment sponsor, the Pensacola Beach Resort, Bella Magazine. We have a friend at Proterra Imagery that will be taking drone pictures and drone footage of our event, and he will also be on site. Our friends at Gulf Coast Insurance sponsoring the new distillery den. And then, as always, Beach Laundry for all the help they give us for all of our events. Ballinger Publishing for always hosting us in their downtown crowd, and then our partners at Bamboo Willys. We are looking forward to a number 22 artists, and then we've got wine tasting tents and additionally that new distillery den.
Wow.
So come out and join us.
It sounds like so much fun. I'm definitely going to be there. I can't wait.
So we are happy to have you.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So we've got a couple minutes left here, Jessica. So what are some other things you might want to mention as we go? There's a lot of things happening. Some people don't realize that the chamber is actually located in the Visitor Information Center on the beach.
That is correct. We are housed in the Visitor's Information Center right there at the traffic light on the beach in the Casino Beach parking lot. And we are open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and 10 to 3 every Sunday. And in there, you can find, whether you're, again, a visitor or a local, everything that's happening on the beach. We have got really great ambassadors that volunteer in that visitor center, always happy to see people, always happy to talk and educate visitors and locals on the safety of the beach, but also all of the events going on. As you know, we're in Bands on the Beach season, so every Tuesday we get to talk about a new band. You talked about it with your guests this morning. The Blue Angels practices are really phenomenal things to catch on the island, but also in other places. But we've got a great spot on the island, and all of that information is in the Visitor Information Center, along with some fun Pensacola Beach tumblers and a couple of hats. We like
I
to have fun with our beach ball. That's our branding. So we've got fun Pensacola Beach. They make great gifts, but also great souvenirs.
And
so
if you
check
love
that out.
And if you love photography, Kelly and Todd Whitaker's photography of the Blue Angels and the beach and nature, it's kind of like a little art gallery in the center.
It absolutely is. When we connected with Kelly and Todd Whitaker with WhitPix, and they set up something that was your vision to do inside the information center, and they help us educate, but they are absolutely very beautiful, showing the Blue Angels, but also the wildlife that we see on the beach that a lot of people don't realize is there.
Yeah. So we've got Jessica Simpson on the line. You also do a great job with Facebook, Instagram, and there's the PensacolaChamber.com website. So you can find out, because you do post when the angels are going to fly.
That's correct. We have great friends that have great connections, and so they help us keep everybody informed.
All right. Thank you so much, Jessica. This has been Jessica Simpson with the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. About 30 seconds here. Any one last little thing you'd like to say, Jessica?
I would just like to say thank you to you for what you did in the Pensacola Beach Chamber and what I get to carry on. The beach is a great place to be, and so we want to invite everybody out to enjoy it because it's all of our beach. So have a wonderful day.
You too, Jessica. Thank you.